This is David Cruz with the Comstock Report. Not in my lifetime. With all the talk over how the United States is going to replace combustible engines with EVs, here in Northwest Iowa, I rarely ever see one or know where I could get charged if I owned one. The cold temperature extreme we just experienced may be one reason why. According to Google, the further above or below the temperature of the optimal 70 degrees Fahrenheit, the more range is lost. At 5 degrees Fahrenheit, EVs drop to 54% of their rated range, meaning that a car that is rated for 250 miles will only get an average 135. It's been a long time since our temperature was the 70 degrees considered optimal. My E30 fueled pickup has a range of 480 to 520 miles on a tank full. An EV vehicle would require me to give up a lot of range. The current average range for an EV is 200 plus miles. The industry thinks that will improve to 400 plus miles by 2026. A Chevy Volt has a range of 259 miles, Tesla 250 miles, and Tesla long range 373 miles. They recommended using heated seats in the winter while using the air conditioning sparingly in the summer because it can draw down the range. So that means that if it is 15 degrees below, not only do you not get very far, but you freeze while doing it. Imagine, if you will, what would have happened in Texas post-winter storm if they had relied on EV vehicles there for much of their transportation fleet. As their vehicles drew down their power with no grid to recharge, the state would have rolled to a dead halt. Not only would they have been without power and water, but their vehicles would have become useful as rocks. That envisioned disaster would have made this one look easy. In terms of national security, reliance on EVs for transportation is a huge risk. There is no tank of fuel, so to speak, in reserve. If the grid crashes, EVs quickly roll to a stop. Here's another scenario to ponder. Let's imagine that the majority now have EVs in Houston, Texas. It is 90 degrees in August, and they all come home from work about the same time and plugged in at 5:30 p.m. to recharge. The Texas grid could no more handle that without catastrophe than they did this winter storm. Electricity doesn't come from nowhere. It must be generated, transported, and available. Just having charging stations doesn't mean that the power is on. In order to do this, moving the country from combustible engine to EV power, it will require a massive rebuild of infrastructure and energy management. Some would have to turn off their air conditioner and wait until midnight to plug in their EV. Dodge says that it is coming with an EV pickup, but it's pretty vague as to when. There's no need for them to hurry on my part. I don't think that it takes 10 minutes in total to fill up my fuel tank, while it depends on the model vehicle along with the capacity of the charger to fully charge the EV. It can range from 8 hours from empty to full. 100 miles can be added in as short as 35 minutes, but that is a long time to waste waiting. A Tesla S can reportedly take as long as 11 hours to charge with a 37 kilowatt charger, or add 60 to 200 miles in a 20 to 30 minutes from a 150 kilowatt charger. Salesmen argue that most people have a commute within the EV range, but using EV for a long-term trip will require much more planning. A Tesla charger is about $1,700 plus installation costs. Your home electrical service needs to be large enough to accommodate it. That means after you spend a lot more for an EV, you still have to buy the charger, and you'd better be sure that the home's wiring can handle it. There is currently no expansive EV charging infrastructure today, so they'll have to build it. It is a little like the chicken and the egg, as there has to be first enough EVs to warrant charging stations. There's still very much a work in process, and the timelines will come and be missed. I do not believe that the EV transition can happen for at least another generation. The electricity is not free. Edmunds note that charging a 2018 Tesla Model 3 in Southern California with a rate of 26 kilowatts per 100 miles would cost just $1.56 for 50 miles of range at the most affordable time of day. But those rates are entirely inconsistent. In the dead of winter or the heat of summer, if the range of mileage is cut by half, the fuel cost doubles. In a crisis as seen in Texas, if they had power at the charger, the cost would have been prohibitive. As demand increases, so will the price of electricity. However, much of our electricity is produced by fossil fuels, so it is not as clean as they make it out to be. I really doubt that I can live long enough to seriously adopt an EV as my personal vehicle, other than for a novelty. You've been listening to the Comstock Report. For more information on marketing opportunities, contact us at comstock.com or call 712-227-1110.